Hi, listeners. It's Mike Snyder.
And I'm Brett Molina, and welcome back to Talking Tech. As we've all learned over the past 12 months due to the pandemic, tools like Zoom and Slack have made it a lot easier to get our work done without being in the office. But there is a downside to all this, Mike.
You're right, Brett. It feels like your workday has gotten a lot longer. And if you feel that way, you're not alone. Because we have tech nearby to help us work, it's become a lot harder to call it a day at the end of the day, which we never get to sometimes. Joining us now is USA Today tech reporter Terry Collins, who wrote a story about our longer work days that you can read on tech.usatoday.com. Terry, good to have you back. And man, how bad is it?
Well, thanks for having me on again, Mike and Brett. I appreciate it. It's bad because, you know, it just comes down to the convenience of having, you know, for many of us, we struggle to decide when it's time to turn off the switch. It's one of the things we're all experiencing, you know, and we may be in denial about it. For one, a year into the pandemic, we're grateful to be working and having jobs in order to, you know, pay our bills, live our lives and whatnot. And then two, it's just also been a great distraction to take our minds off of, well, we're still in this pandemic, you know, trying to ward off, you know, trying to be safe from this deadly disease. It's like what one of my subjects in my story, Tina Schweiger, said, quote, "Sometimes I take a shower, sometimes I don't. It's still not that safe to do things because of COVID. And if you enjoy working, you tend to scale it up. You'll say, oh, I'll do a bit more research. Maybe I'll knock this email out." And she basically said it's very easy to slip in and out of work. In my story, I mentioned a Harvard Business School study of more than 3 million people worldwide say the average workday has increased by almost 49 minutes from the pandemic's early stages. Now, about 40% in a Gartner study that I mentioned in the story says about 40% say that their workdays become longer. And the Gartner researcher I spoke to, Alexa Cameron, said current workdays are somewhere between 2 to 3 hours longer than when we were back when, like, we were working in the office. So that gives you an indication that in so many ways we are working longer.
So are there specific trends that experts have spotted that are pointing to why we're working longer days while we're all remote?
Well, some of those reasons are, you know, we have problems disconnecting and we have, like, digital distractions, virtual overloads, like you heard the ringing noise, like as I was talking. And the researcher I spoke to admits to working longer as well. She said that there's a growing consensus that that we're more tired and stressful working together, working apart than what we were in person. And it could, you know, one of those reasons we're having more virtual meetings, and that therefore it could be harder to gauge a coworker's body language. There's more visual information to digest, including slideshows, graphics, and then also being seen on camera encourages the need to have, you know, quote unquote, an on-air personality.
I felt that way too. You know, it's
But hold on, there. You know, we get more phone calls, more texts, more emails. You know, more chat messages. Kind of almost what you just said, Mike. And we aren't seeing each other in a workplace, so we're always just have this, you know, always on mentality.
Well, I also wonder if, you know, sometimes since I'm working at home, I take a break to put a load of laundry in or to go make a sandwich. And then I feel guilty when 6 o'clock comes that don't stick around longer too. Any advice these folks gave you or that you found from people that you interviewed that on how to cut back on some of these extra 49 minutes or 2 to 3 hours, depending on what craziness you're involved in?
Yeah. They said we should really try to take a break when it's possible, you know, whether that's a series of 5 to 10 minute breaks spread across the day, in addition to maybe taking an hour long lunch if possible. It's easier said than done, especially in our line of work. I like what one of my subjects in my story, Kelly Christopherson, who works at a Houston-based software company, said that, quote, "We've adjusted ourselves becoming available as most of us are always online, whether we admit it or not." And she said that we're more vulnerable. And she says that, I guess this is more of a shared experience due to the pandemic. We're all just trying to adapt and get through it. She gave me an example. I talked to her dad. She had 8 virtual meetings on platforms ranging from Zoom, Google Meet, Microsoft Teams, WebEx. Her first meeting began at 7, and then she purposely disconnected by 5 p.m. and she didn't schedule anything virtual the following day. She tries to go for a run or take a walk, and she has her phone with her, but she tries to not take a look at it or not feel it when it's going off. She wants to take that break. And so, you know, we just have to just, I guess, try to find the strength to know when to step away. And there's some employers who are trying to help do that as well. I mentioned a company, a tech and engineering company in Austin, Texas. They're working on an initiative to create a better work-life balance. One of the things they've done is they gave their workers 2 weeks off without impacting their vacation time. And some of their departments are testing a no meeting Fridays. So it's as we've got into this a year ago to work remotely, and we've also got to find a way to continue to work remotely, but also without jeopardizing our well-being.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of listeners would love a no meeting Monday and a no meeting Tuesday and a no meeting Wednesday and just run down the week. But Gary, thanks as always for joining us. It was great having you and look forward to having you on again.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Listeners, let's hear from you. If you have any questions or show ideas, you can find me on Twitter at @BrettMolina23.
And I'm at Mike Snyder, and I'm going for a walk. But while I'm gone, please don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.